Ramsey TV.
Oh no, Harold. Harold Martin Zender's drinking alcohol on his show again. I bet it's whiskey.
Have you ever seen him get drunk?
No, I've never seen him drunk, but I don't think we should watch. It'll offend our precious sensibilities.
Well, you should try it sometime, lady.
Might calm you down. This is Martin Zender here. Very calm today because I'm going to be dealing with a couple difficult subjects. One is Halloween. No, actually, that's the only difficult subject I'm going to be dealing with. The other subject is quite pleasant, and that subject is called Why Trump Will Win. This is great. It has to do with a scripture verse. I might as well give you that scripture verse right off the bat. No, I'm not going to do that because I want to tell you about why Halloween sucks first. And I don't usually look at notes, but I have a bunch of notes on my phone here that I made. Oh, I wanted to remind everyone, I thought of this on my run. Everybody says we're in an age of grace. This is the age of grace, the age of grace. Well, it's not the age of grace. Let me correct you on that. Because the reason it's important to correct this is because if you think this is the age of grace, then you might be tempted to want this age to keep going. Like our friend Clyde Pilkington, he wants this age to keep going. He wants it, since this is an age of grace, then why would we want our Lord to return? Why wouldn't we want this beautiful paradise we're living in every day to go on and on and on for another 500 years? Oh, glory be to God. Well, obviously, this is not an age of grace. In fact, Paul calls it in Galatians 1:3, the current wicked eon. This is a wicked eon. This is the eon that crucified Jesus Christ. This is a wicked age. It is a wicked, wicked age that contains a message of grace. That's the difference. It's not an age of grace. It's an age of shit. Do you understand? Please listen to my voice. This is not the age of grace. It is the age of shit that contains a message of grace. This is an age of death, pain, suffering, disappointment, unbelief, surrounded by unbelief. It's an age where Satan is running amok, where God is defiled, defied, hated. It's an age of absolute, complete, total, compacted, smelly shit that contains a message of grace. We don't want this age to keep going because it's wicked and it is shit. We don't want it to go on. So don't let anyone tell you it's an age of grace. It's an administration of grace. There is an administration of grace. In other words, grace is being administered during this age of shit. So that part's good. And it will be continue to be heralded until we're gone. Because as long as we're on the earth, we're withholding the judgment of God. Why would the judgment of God be coming if this is an age of grace? Judgment of God is coming because this is an age of shit. I think I've made my point.
Harold, I think Martin Zander said the word shit 14 times in 5 minutes. And he's drinking whiskey.
Let the man go. Marty's making sense. In fact, that kid makes sense for a living.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I do make sense for a living. So, the next thing I have to tell you is that Halloween sucks. You know, I see some strange Halloween so-called decorations. Some people, they look forward to Halloween now more than they look forward to Christmas. I don't get it. People are obsessed with death. They love death. They love cemeteries. They love bony hands coming out of the ground. They love see people strangled, hanging from trees. They love witches. They love ghosts. They love witchcraft. They love devils. They love demons. Down the road here, it was very close to that house that said, stay home. Everything will be okay. There was a skeleton, like chained to a frame, like this, like someone chained in a dungeon. Someone being starved or tortured. Wonderful stuff. And the sign next to us said, Happy Halloween. I'm sorry, but the person to put up that sign is sick. A sicko. Absolute pervert. A lover of death. A complete pervert. Then I told some of you some time ago that in my old town of Greenwich, Ohio, where I lived for 25 years, I saw a Halloween decoration in someone's yard. It was a series of tombstones, three tombstones. And they all had, the family had three kids, and all the tombstones had the name of their kids on it. There was a tombstone for Johnny Smith, Billy Smith, and Susie Smith. And it had the age of the age they were at their birth, which was a zero. It had their birth date. And then it was just lovely. The obsession with death. I don't know if it's that people take it lightly, that they don't think there's such a thing as death, but they have to. So it must be that people are so afraid of it, so don't know what to do with it, don't know the answer to it, don't know Christ, that they have to make a joke about it. I guess they have to. It makes them feel better, makes it feel on top of them, but on top of it. But to me, it's just a desperate denial of death and a tacit admission that they have nothing within themselves to cope with it, such as a relationship with Jesus Christ. All right, so now that's the distasteful topic. Now we proceed to the wonderful topic, why Trump will win. I'm going to refer to my notes here. I've just written some random things down that came to me. I need to... Oh, well, I have a note here. I have a friend down the road here, and she has her landlady put this banner on the column in front of her house, and it said, "I smell children." I smell children. And it had like a picture of a witch on it. I smell children. At first, I thought it was a Joe Biden campaign ad. I smell children. But no, it turns out it was this Halloween statement. Maybe it refers to something. I don't know. Let's forget for a moment that it's smacks of pedophilic overtones. It has pedophilic undertones and overtones and middle tones. So it's very disturbing. People get whacked out over Halloween. I can't wait till it's all over. So I want to go to Revelation 13:4, because I want to tell you something about the man of lawlessness, about the beast, about the Antichrist. And the Antichrist is going to be marveled at. The Antichrist is going to be great. The Antichrist is going to be a great conqueror, and the whole world's going to go after the man of lawlessness, otherwise known as the Antichrist. For this, I'm going to Revelation 13, verse 4. "And they worship the dragon, seeing that it gives authority to the wild beast. And they worship the wild beast, saying, 'Who is like the wild beast, and who is able to battle with it?'" Who is like the wild beast? Now, this follows verse 3. "I perceived one of its heads," that is one of the heads of the dragon. This is one of the 10 heads of the dragon, which the heads representing political entities. One of its heads, as if it had been slain to death, its death blow was cured, and the whole earth marvels after the wild beast. But the marvel of the wild beast, and here it's personified as a human being, was already there. No one would care to marvel after the wild beast unless the wild beast was already a marvel in its own right. So we know that the wild beast, the man of lawlessness, the man of sin, the Antichrist, sometimes the wild beast is used as the system, the beast as the system. You have to look at the context. We know that the wild beast, the Antichrist, is the white horse rider. And the white horse rider will be conquering. And the whole world will go after it. No one will care if it's healed from a wound unless it's already great and it becomes greater. Its popularity just increases with uber magnitude because of overcoming the blow. And so, who is like the wild beast, who is able to battle with it? This is my point. This is why Donald Trump has to win, because there is nothing about Donald Trump's opponent. This is political. Here it is. Sorry. Oh, Harold, he's getting political again. Oh my God, he just reached for his whiskey. It's going to get political from this time forward for the rest of the show. If you don't like me talking about politics, some of you don't, many of you do, many of you love that I talk about politics, then I'll give you 5 seconds to check out. If you don't like me talking about politics, if you don't think I know what I'm talking about, if you think I should stick to scripture, we don't want to hear your politics, you don't want to hear my politics, then check out 4, 3, 2, 1. Let me ask you, what is there that's notable or admirable or exciting or awe-inspiring or, let's see, who is like the wild beast? Who's able to do battle with it? Would you say this about Joe Biden? Who is like Joe Biden? Who is able to battle Joe Biden? Oh, the great Joe Biden. Who is able? Who is able to confront this great man? No, I don't think people are saying that about Joe Biden, but they are saying it about Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is one hell of a conqueror. One hell of a conqueror. A great businessman, a genius, smarter than the people criticizing him, because what did they ever do in their lives? They're just sitting there, pundits and commentators, throwing darts at Donald Trump, and he's the guy in the arena doing things. I'm going to list his accomplishments later, but for now, I'm going to say to you, who in the world would think that Joe Biden is someone to go after? Or someone to, that is, not go after in the sense of persecute, but go after and like, who is like this great man? There has never been anyone like this. The guy has dementia. Now, I feel sorry for anybody with dementia. I feel sorry for anybody with failing mental capabilities. Of course, it's a terrible thing. But if you're like this, if you have this, don't run for president. That's just my advice to you. No one shows up at this man's rallies. Have you noticed that he's got like 12 people? And because of he's so obsessed with CV19er, he has circles, white circles on the ground where people are to sit, and the circles are 6 feet apart, like mathematically precise. This is the most predictable, the most boring. The guy's always going around with a mask. He's fearful. He's a mouse. He's timid. For months, he was in his basement. He stayed in his basement. This is not a conqueror. This is a squeaky little mouse. Who's scared of the CV19er? Ooh, it's like a Halloween ghost. No one shows up at his rallies. And the news media, who's completely on his side, they show these rallies as if this is great optics. As if, boy, people are going to like to see that there are 12 people at a Joe Biden rally. Whereas Trump, the great conqueror, has thousands, tens of thousands of people and tens of thousands waiting outside to see the guy, lining the street to see the guy. This is the great conqueror. This is what the book of Revelation predicts. This is what the Apostle John talked about under inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The first statement of this man, Trump's opponent and his vice presidential fluke, failure, freak show. The first statement they made was that they would make masks mandatory. Yeah, even while you're bicycling by yourself outdoors. We have this great announcement to make. And the whole world's here and the cameras are going, ka-ch-ka-ch-ka-ch-ka-ch. We will make masks mandatory all over the United States. Like, who wants this? Are you people crazy? Don't you know what people want? We want a car in every garage. We want a chicken in every pot. We want to see ISIS destroyed. We want to avoid war with North Korea. We want lower taxes. We want to keep our guns. We want to be free to eat at restaurants. We want stores to be open. We want to make money and keep money. We want lower taxes. We want less government regulation. We want to get our soldiers home from foreign wars. That's what we want. We don't want to wear. This is the most. These are the most important things for us. We want to be able to choose our own healthcare program and not have it dictated to us by the government. We want to send our children to the schools we want to send them to and not have that mandated by the government. We want to put our thermostat where we want it. We want to drive our big cars, fly in big airplanes, and eat hamburgers. Thank you very much. I'm going to make you wear masks. Everybody's going to wear masks. And I will close down the country if one scientist tells me to. All somebody today has to do appear on TV with a lab coat and a stethoscope around their neck. I think we should shut down the country. Joe Biden says, okay, shut down the country. This is tone deafness. Gotta be kidding me. This is the one everybody's going to go after. Everybody's going to laud and praise. This guy can't win and fulfill scripture at the same time. He's a frickin' loser. This will be the third presidential election he will have lost. It's embarrassing. The Antichrist will not be embarrassing, I can guarantee you. Oh, and you probably remember, I have said that I believe Donald Trump is a great candidate for the man of lawlessness. But remember, when the man of lawlessness receives this wound that appears to be unto death and recovers from it, when the man of lawlessness recovers, it won't be, let's assume it's Donald Trump, it won't be him anymore. It'll look like Trump's, same hair as Trump, same orange face as Trump, but it won't be Trump because it'll be a shell inhabited by a demonic spirit, just like Judas was inhabited by Satan himself in order to make him do the dirty deed. When Satan left, Judas hated himself, and he hung himself. That's what some people do when they hate themselves. They hang themselves. Or they put up Halloween decorations. Yeah. Shut down the country, Joe. That's what people want. Contract the economy. Yes. Take away the pursuit of happiness. Isn't that in the Constitution? Yeah. All men are created equal, and women too, I assume. And that we have the constitutional right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Going to a restaurant and eating spaghetti or lasagna or a big juicy ribeye steak, that's the pursuit of happiness. Going to your job every day or whatever it is, whether you're a barber or you own a beauty shop, a nail salon, a clothing store, a restaurant, a bar, that's your pursuit of happiness. We have a constitutional right to that. Take it away? You'll take it away? Wear a mask everywhere like a big baby? Hide in your basement? What? The man can't talk without losing his train of thought. He can't get a sentence out. This is not the man of lawlessness. My God. Now, the party to which Joe Biden belongs in the United States, we call the Democratic Party. It seems to me from this perspective that they've almost conceded the election, but their plan is after the election to create chaos, after Trump wins, to create chaos, yes, to count ballots forever. In other words, to cheat, because they know the only way they can win is to cheat. This is dirty dealing. The man of lawlessness is not going to do this. The man of lawlessness is going to be sterling. It's going to be up front. It's going to be upright. It's a white horse rider, ladies and gentlemen, the first horse of the fabled four horsemen, a white horse rider. Not a cheating rider, not a black horse rider. I tell you this, Trump is the cleanest politician to ever be in office. No one has worked more against Trump. He's had the FBI against him, the mainstream media against him. He's had big tech against him. He's had the New World Order people against him. He's had Illuminati against him. Every single dollar in the world against him. China against him. Everything's against him. And the guy wins. And he wins, and he wins, and he wins. This is a white horse rider. Joe Biden can't even finish a sentence. How is that winning? I ask you this. But the Democratic Party in general, they plan to steal the election after it's over. They've almost conceded by saying this. They have to cheat to win. And the physical threats, everything that's going on in the big cities that are run by the Democratic Party, it's like people are starting to get wise. It's like, ooh, all the cities where all the bad things are happening and where all the people are poor, where all the buildings are falling down, where all the riots are taking place, where all the police stations are on fire, where all the cops are getting killed, they're all run by Democrats. I wonder if that's a coincidence. Must be a coincidence, Maud. And people are starting to figure it out. God, it's about freaking time. So they tried to get rid of Trump after he won by this Russia hoax, and Hillary Clinton actually paid for a document called the dossier that was full of lies made up by, nobody knows for sure who wrote the thing, but it read like a cartoon. And they actually pushed this thing in order to get rid of Trump. They started this before he was elected. This was a stupid plan. It was a cartoonish plan. And the thing is, they started this before Trump was elected being sure that it would derail him. It was just like they said, an insurance policy. But they left evidence laying over the ground because they were sure they were going to be so successful because they're arrogant as hell. And they're so arrogant and condescending of common people, the Democratic Party is, and the leaders thereof, that they make stupid mistakes. That's what happens when you're arrogant. That's what happens when you think you're unbeatable. You start to make stupid mistakes. So they left evidence laying all over the ground, and now people are picking it up like little breadcrumbs on the ground. Then they try to impeach Trump on a phone call. That's so stupid. And they put the biggest, ugliest morons in charge of it. Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi. These people are like gremlins or goblins or ghouls. They should be out on Halloween. For a Halloween decoration, instead of a skeleton chained to a frame, you want to have a picture of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, and Jerry Nadler. That would be scary as hell. That would be scarier than having your kids' names written on a tombstone or a banner that says, I smell children. I swear I thought that was a Joe Biden campaign ad at first. Nope. So there's a thing, this is a real thing, it's called Trump derangement syndrome. It's over the top, and it started with these hyperbolic statements about Trump. He's Hitler. He's a Nazi. He is an egomaniac. He has a healthy ego, I will admit that. He's not an egomaniac, but he does have a healthy ego. He hates old people. He hates black people. He hates Hispanics. He's racist as hell. Somebody once told me during the campaign, Trump's a racist. Trump's a racist. I said, oh, yeah, what has he done that's ever racist? Well, couldn't think of one thing. So this person turned it on me and said, well, prove that Trump's not racist. I have to prove he's not racist? Okay, well, I managed to do it. I said his campaign slogan is not make Whitey great again. It's make America great again. He looks at all these people as Americans. For God's sake. But they said he was a Nazi. They said he hates minorities. He's going to start World War III. Ooh, the guy's been nominated for three Nobel Peace Prizes. You notice they don't call it a Nobel War Prize. They call it a Nobel Peace Prize. The guy hates war. He helped us avoid a war in Korea, White Horse Rider. He got rid of ISIS, White Horse Rider. He's writing peace deals in the Middle East, White Horse Rider. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. That's Joe Biden's favorite saying. Come on, man. That's as good as it gets with Joe. That's funny as hell when he says that. That's the only thing he's got going for him. Come on, man. Good God. Trump derangement syndrome. Like that woman who wrote me recently in the comments on the YouTube. She'll probably write again. I love her. Nice lady. But you can tell when somebody has Trump derangement syndrome when they make hyperbolic statements like Trump's never done a smart thing in his life. Trump's a Nazi. Trump hates minorities. And then you write it in all caps and you follow it with 5 exclamation points. That's how you know Trump derangement syndrome is afoot. Is coursing through the veins and arteries. And it's a real thing. It's just unexplainable. It's inexplicable as well, which might be the same thing. So, again, Trump is smarter than all the people who criticize them. None of the people who criticize him could do a 100th of what Trump has done in his life. And the guy's president of the United States, for God's sake, against all odds. He fought all the money in the world. He fought, again, I said this earlier, I'm going to say it again. He fought the New World Order and won. Fought the Clinton machine and won. Fought the mainstream press and won. CNN, 93% negative reporting on Trump. Oh, I forgot to mention, he beat the CB19er. The guy conquers everything. He's a conqueror. The guy, and he's doesn't get tired. He only sleeps 4 hours a night and he eats Big Macs. The guy's unbelievable. He could run rings around me, that's for sure. Where does he get his energy? I'd like to have a tenth of it. He's smart. He doesn't hate people. His campaigns are full of hope and positivity. He loves the USA. He hugs the flag. Hey, I'm a celestial being. I know that. I'm going to go to the celestials. I know that. My realm is not on this earth. I know that. I set my affection on things above. I know that because I just said it. I know all this, but it doesn't mean I don't love my neighborhood here. I love my cute little neighborhood. I love my country. And I love Trump. I love that guy. I think he's great. So he's going to become the man of lawlessness. Okay. It won't be Trump anymore. Anyway, it'll be a malevolent spiritual being overtaking him, like Satan did to Judas. Trump is brilliant. He exposes the weak flanks of his enemies. He does that all the time. But back to Joe Biden. Oh, lately, this thing that's happening. His son leaves his laptop at a Delaware repair shop. Okay, I got a message for all you people who don't believe in the sovereignty of God. So this is so crazy. Biden's son leaves a laptop, takes a laptop to a Delaware, which is where Biden's from. He's a senator from Delaware. To a computer shop because of water damage. I got a lot to say on this water damage. Don't get me started, but you already have. I'm going to finish it. I don't care how long this video goes. So it's got all kinds of incriminating things on it. Emails talking about how he worked deals, how Hunter Biden had, this is all going to come out. It's coming out now. How he worked deals with these foreign governments, China and Russia and Ukraine, and got shit ton of money. Oh, Harold, he said shit again. That's 15 times in 25 minutes.
Forget it. The kid's making great sense.
Okay. So, and then he gives half of it to his daddy. So, Joe Biden's for sale. Everybody knows that. The Chinese know it. The Russians know it. The dude's for sale. He'll give away trade secrets for a few million dollars, or in the case of his son, $1 billion. That's what happens. He's compromised. There's crazier stuff on this laptop. But the thing is, water damage. Water damage. Follow me. This laptop that was abandoned, Hunter didn't even pick it up. He took it to the computer shop because of the water damage. He didn't even pick it up. He forgot. Ooh, it's only got thousands of photos of him in sexually compromising positions and videos as well. And all the emails implicating him and his father in corruption, in bribery, in extorting foreign countries, in them getting money for buying influence. They sell influence. The other countries buy the influence. He's the vice president. He has the ear of the big guy, Obama. Am I allowed to say that? Am I allowed to say that without getting strikes on YouTube? How long is this video going? Who cares? Water damage. So the discovery of... See, what happened is after 90 days, they couldn't get this... after 90 days, the owner of the computer repair shop got to keep it legally belong to him. He notified Hunter, your computer is done. That'll be $59.62. Never came to get it. Incriminating as hell. The thing is throbbing with incrimination, with incriminating evidence, with hard evidence of this malfeasance, this political malfeasance, this lust for money that will do anything for it. It will barter power for dollars. And it's sitting there at the computer shop. He never picks it up because he's smoking dope and having sex with prostitutes and underage girls. Ooh. Don't have time to pick up my computer. Gotta have sex with underage girls and smoke crack. Water damage. That's why it went in there. So, this the discovery of this computer, this laptop, has shook the world. It might have also shaken the world. Not sure which. Maybe both. Maybe both. It could decide the outcome of the presidential election. I think that outcome was already decided, but it's rocked the world. Why? Because when Hunter was writing on it, trying to get more money from the Chinese, he was drinking something and his elbow bumped it like this accidentally, and water went all over his computer keyboard. Oh, it was this. It was dink and water. And because of that, because of the one move of his elbow or one careless move, maybe his cat jumped on the table. I don't know. Maybe one of the 10-year-old Chinese girls jumped on a table. Wee, wee, Hunter, Hunter. Maybe. Got water on the computer. But it was a little ding, ding, ding. Some people say that God is in charge of the big things, but not the little things. No, he doesn't care what you eat for breakfast. He doesn't care if somebody spills a glass of water. Oh, but in this case, a glass of water spilled on a computer, therefore had to be taken to a shop. It was abandoned because the guy who took it there was cuckoo crazy. And now, the world is moved on its foundations because of the discovery of this computer. And the President of the United States, Donald Trump, has a hard copy of the hard drive. Ooh, that'll be interesting. See what comes out of that, won't it? Now, big things consist of little things. So don't believe these people who now are teaching what they call this whole thing of God doesn't know what's going to happen next. I forget what the name of it is. I think it's called the stupid idea that God is just like a human being because we fail to appreciate the figure of speech known as anthropomorphia. I think that's one. Now, open theism. That's it. Open theism. The future is open. God doesn't even know what's going to happen next because he's trying to figure out what's happening just right along with his creation. Ooh, I see that Hunter Biden's laptop was discovered. Rats, why did I let the water spill on it? Now what am I going to have to do? Damage control. That's what I'll do. Poor God. Poor God. No, but this little thing changed the whole world. Changed the whole world. Oh, boy. So these enemies of Trump left evidence laying over the ground. Now it's being gathered up by the good guys, the white hats, the forces of good. Let's go back. Now let's talk about Trump. A platform. Oh, no, let's go back to Biden. This is his platform. I'm going to raise taxes. I'm going to open the borders. In other words, I'm going to make it not illegal to come into our country illegally. It's going to be legal now. Anybody can come in. That's my platform. Oh, after I raise taxes. Did you get that? I'm going to raise taxes. Then I'm going to let everybody in the country. Then I'm going to give free health care to everybody that comes in the country. Yes. And I'm going to eliminate your right to bear arms. I'm going to take your guns so that if I decide to take over everybody, you can't resist. Ooh, the Second Amendment was put in there to protect the First Amendment. The Constitution, the freedom of speech, the right to lawful assembly, the right to exercise your religion, all these rights that we have. But the government can decide to take them from you if the government goes bad and gets mean. Ah, but if we have arms, then we can shoot the government people that come up and try to stop us. And we need weapon. We need military-grade arms so we can conduct military-grade war. We. When I say we, I mean the people. Me, personally, I'm not going to personally do it because I'm a believer. I'm a member of the body of Christ, but I don't hold it against anyone who, you know, is ready to defend their rights. I mean, as a member of the body of Christ, we shouldn't do it. We have to be subject to the civil authorities. And I am, generally speaking. Generally speaking, I do what I can. I try. Then they have these little pussy boys that they call themselves Antifa out there swinging sticks and breaking things until the big boys come along and kick their ass, then they're in trouble. Biden is okay with all of that. Now we go to Trump. Trump prevents a war in Korea. He lowers taxes. He gets rid of government regulations, allowing people to open businesses a lot easier. People can open businesses easier when they don't have to jump through 100 hoops. They only have to jump through 10 hoops, not 100. So they're like, maybe I can do this. They open a business. They sell a good product. Maud's Waffles, Jim's Hammer and Screwdriver Shop. And there you go. Small businesses make the world go round. The middle class, we need it. We love it. We want it. Trump loves it, too. Oh, it doubles the child tax credit. If you have kids, that's a great thing. So he destroys ISIS. That's a great thing. That fulfills scripture, as I told you before. The great Western religion will stamp out the three Eastern religions, the most militant of those being the Islamic religion. And Trump gets peace deals in the Middle East. There's more coming. That's amazing. I'm telling you, God's taking away all the roadblocks. Trump personally defeats CV-19er. Wasn't that great? He's in the hospital for 3 days. It's like a rocket. And he returns a conqueror. That was so great. He builds up the military because the doctrine there is peace through strength. You don't ever want to use it, but we live in a world full of tyrants. And you can't deal with tyrants by negotiating with them. Just ask Neville Chamberlain.
I've got to deal with Hitler. Don't worry. Everything's going to be fine. I mean, Hitler signed a peace treaty. It's very enormous. Yeah. Adolf Hitler said, I will sign the peace treaty. Sure. Why not? Yeah. I will sign the peace treaty. I have no problem signing a peace treaty. Hitler signs the peace treaty. And the whole thing's a joke. And there's Neville Chamberlain, the Prime Minister of Great Britain. Oh, had him sign the peace treaty right after my tea time. I don't understand what happened. Winston Churchill comes in and he says, this Britain's finest. Ah, yeah. Smoking his big cigars, drinking his whiskey, Winston Churchill, good old Winnie. And he kicks Hitler's ass because he knows that tyrants don't keep peace accords. They sign documents and they just for laughs, and they do what they want. Trump knows this. You got to have a strong military, and he's built it up. The guy's won over every opposition, including, again, the New World Order, military-industrial complex, Clinton machine, mainstream news media, which is against him constantly. The guy's having fun. The guy's having fun because he knows he's going to win. He's kicking ass completely, and he knows stuff that we don't know about what's coming down for his enemies. I think his enemies are about to be exposed big time, including Joe Biden. Come on, man! And I think it's going to be entertaining to watch. So I don't see how Trump can lose. Trump can't lose, because in order to be this figure that the whole world goes after and marvels after, it can't be Joe Biden. The world's not going to marvel over Joe Biden. The world's going to be embarrassed for Joe Biden. So, oh my God, that poor guy. I can't look. It's so embarrassing. Look at those people sitting in white squares. There's 12 people at Joe Biden rally. Trump has tens of thousands. Think about it. Just think about it. That's really all I ask as I end this video, is think about it.